The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. We are live.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the live commentary tracks for Outlander Cast. We are here. We are casting live. And for those of you who are listening to this for, or Outlander Cast for the first time, please know that our episodes are not normally like this. Normally, they're very highly produced.
Yes.
Normally, we have theme music and we have the whole thing going on. But for now, this is just a live commentary track. And we're here to talk about the live commentary for episode, what is it, 111? Is it 112?
Oh, this is like your neck of the woods. You like to do all these techie things, so.
It is 111. It is okay, 111, okay. The Devil's Mark.
Okay.
And this is one of the ones that was actually widely requested.
Yes.
Everybody wanted us to do this one, so
it actually
happened to fit within the once every three episode blocks that we're doing. As the math works out, the next episode that we will be doing will be Wentworth, and I think just for the sake of fun, we'll be doing also the finale of season one. I think that'd be apropos. So, because you know, it'd be a good twin to everything that's going on with Wentworth. So I couldn't go from Wentworth to like all of a sudden like season two. You just couldn't do it. You'd have to do that one. But for now, we are doing episode 111, The Devil's Mark. My name is Blake. And
my name is Mary.
My companion here is my wife, Mary, if you're joining us on the podcast again, if you're listening to us for the first time. If, however, you are a frequent listener, you know what we're all about. You can also find us at maryandblake.com, where we have all of our podcasts, including the one for This Is Us, Game of Thrones, Gilmore Girls, Minute with Mary. All of our podcasts are all there. If you enjoy Outlander Cast, you can also find all of our blogs, too, which was, again, Minute with Mary, the Outlander Cast blog, and also The Handmaid's Diaries, which is a series dedicated to The Handmaid's Tale that I'm writing, which is a lot of fun. But as for now,
yeah. So, what can people do if they're tuning in? They're like, okay, we're rewatching. How does this exactly work? Because they might see some screens behind us, and they might think that they're going to be able to watch this with us.
You will not be able to watch it with us if you're tuning in on Facebook Live, just because we don't want to get sued by Sony Pictures.
That's kind of our goal, not to be sued.
I don't have that much money quite yet, so we're going to have to deal with that just the way that it is. Also, know that if you're listening to this as a podcast episode, really, these episodes and these commentary tracks are really meant for you. You are not left out just because you're not with us on Facebook Live at this moment in the Outlander Cast Clan Gathering or on Mary and Blake Facebook. Just know that you're not missing out on anything. We may or may not read some comments from Facebook Live, but again, this commentary track is meant for you. The people on Facebook Live, this is more just a fly-in-the-wall experience.
Yeah, we just want to like enjoy Droughtlander together. And so many of these original season episodes, and then as we move on forward, they're just, gosh, they're just so darn pretty and really integral in the plot that goes on for Outlander for books and seasons to come.
That's right. And one of the things I want to let you know, too, is that Mary has many great products, and one of them is actually one of the sponsors for Outlander Cast. It's and I wanted to put this deal out to you, Minute with Mary.
I can't. You're just gonna have to be a podcast listener. You know what? If you're a podcast, you know what? Blake can't say this because we're actually doing this on Facebook Live on a public page. We can't talk about the deals that I got going.
However,
on.
If you're
if
a
you
podcast
write the word
listener,
deal, if you just write the word deal,
no. Oh. If you're a podcast listener, I will have it in the show notes.
Okay.
For you on the podcast app. So whenever your podcast app you listen to or you use, a special deal is waiting for you.
It's so tricky.
Sorry for the podcast listener.
And if you're not yet a podcast listener, if you're just watching on Facebook Live, this is a great opportunity to download the OutlanderCast podcast.
That's a valid point. So if you are a podcast listener, go to your show notes and click on the Minute with Mary link, and you'll see what the deal is and what it's there and why it's there and the special deal that you're going to get, which is really great. In the meantime, though, my darling.
Yeah.
Now that we're into this.
We are.
You got anything else to say before we start our commentary track?
So remember, we are still in season one of Outlander. So if you're watching this on Facebook and you've got the opportunity to put on your DVD, put on your Stars app, put on your Netflix, and join us as we watch the episode The Devil's Mark, this is like your final warning. Like, get your cocoa, get your Snuggie, you know, get ready, because we're going to watch this together. And it's just fun to do that. And if you're listening to the podcast, just get it queued up, you know, have yourself a wee dram, and let's do this together, guys.
So we are on the Stars app. We'll be hitting play, and once we hit play, you will hear all of the titles, all of the logos, everything, including the recap, more than likely, depending on if the recap is on this episode, which I imagine it would be. So you'll hear all that. The titles will begin, and then the episode will begin. So that's just that. So when we hit play, I will tell you. And as of right now, we're going to hit play.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, play.
You always do that. You always do a little double click.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Play, pause in the same moment.
Now, if you are watching on Facebook Live and you can't hear it 100% perfectly, well, we're keeping it at a low level. So, really, you're here to listen to us.
Previously, Sam,
aware? Are you? Father Bane.
Father Bane's the worst.
I'm just kind of all set with him.
Me too. You're supposed to be all set with him?
No, but like just as a character, like the
How
guy
you feel
came
about Leary?
In.
Share his bed with a cold
English bitch. Oof, yeah, oh, I'm in on it.
I have a lover. It's anyone I know.
Dougal
McKenzie.
Look at...
Oh, hey, girl.
Gosh. You'll leave this. Just so good. Season one is so good.
This one, he will accompany you. I'd advise you to stay clear of Bayless Duncan.
Her hair, Claire's hair in these like episodes,
mm-hmm.
It's very like Bayless Duncan, you're under arrest for witchcraft. Dracula.
Who's ordered?
Remember Dracula with like Gary Oldman?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All
right, we're on trial here. Right.
Not great. So what would you feel like if you were wrongfully thrown in a cop car? I mean, because that's pretty much the equivalent of doing like something really crazy bad. Like what's like something terribly bad? Because this is like the worst at that time is witchcraft, right?
Yeah. What would I do? I would I'd probably pass out and then I would start freaking out.
Yes.
And because, you know, it's funny because you're as an American, you know, you have the very specific, you know, rights and very specific constitutional guarantees.
Y'all know that don't happen every time.
It does not, no. But, like, I would freak out. I would be screaming. I'd be kicking things. I'd be demanding a lawyer.
Of course you would be.
I would. Rightfully so. I'd be yelling at the cops, even though it's not their fault. You know, like, they're just doing their job. I would be freaking out.
It would not be good.
It would not be good.
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
Not great. Still, that's like my favorite shot out of the entire credits.
I would agree.
Because I wish our grass was that green.
No, you know, I think my favorite shot. Oh, the birds moving.
So much bird imagery in Outlander.
Oh, God.
Look
it's
at
so
that.
Good.
It's like a wave. How do they know? How do they know to fly in sync like that?
I don't know. Oh, Mike Barker. I
Bird
love
brains.
Mike Barker.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to begin it.
How did you not break a wrist?
Just getting thrown in a hole.
I would be crying right now.
This is when I would go full exorcist. I would just climb the walls and just start.
Claire's so good.
Is anyone else in here?
Look at, she's so observant.
You only have yourself to blame for this.
Are you saying this is my fault?
Of course it is,
I'm
Claire.
I'm the one that warned you to pack your belongings and flee.
Just as the wardens arrived at my door, perhaps it was you who sent them to me.
Oh. Leary. She arranged the letter to tell me to go to your house. And she was there watching us as the wardens took us out.
I kept your secrets, Claire.
Galus is like, do you realize what you possibly just messed up for me?
I had a good thing going.
The hatred in Galus' eyes.
Common knowledge that you were under the full moon, dancing naked and burning effigies.
Oh, there you go.
So you think I'm a witch? Of course not.
Oh, so much chin porn.
You definitely killed Arthur.
Can you do it?
And it wasn't witchcraft. It was old-fashioned poison.
Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
That's a word.
Yeah.
That's a word they said back then. Galus is like,
I think
yeah,
that's when Galus realized that.
All Clarence needs to say now is like, cowabunga.
Yeah. Tubular, like, dude.
Final check.
Yeah.
You are from America. This is when Galus is like, okay, that was the last straw. Old-fashioned.
I started with white arsenic a few months ago. Thought it would kill Arthur off before the child began to show.
And then you'd be free to marry Dougal.
Do whatever I want.
It's a boy again.
How do people know?
He's kicking.
No, people don't know.
I knew.
No, you didn't know.
Wait.
You had a good guess.
I need to
guessed
talk
right.
To you.
Wait, I don't eat that stupid bread.
Is that right?
I'm Claire Fraser from Castle Leog. I'm married to James Fraser, nephew of the Laird.
I'm King Arthur.
Also, James Fraser is wanted by...
Yeah, not a great reference.
Yeah. I married the outlaw. I'm totally reputable. Totally reputable.
Be like, I'm married to Billy the Kid.
Okay, this is like, where are my prenatal vitamins? I know you're from the future. Did you smuggle them in?
Dougal will come for us.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
He's crazy. Said that Dougal told Colm all about your affair and the baby. Colm banished him, sent him to his wife's funeral and commanded that he stay away, and sent Jamie with him. No one is coming, Galus.
Yeah, there you go. There's some truth. It's so funny what they did with Galus, coming from like this all the way to what happened in season 3.
Sorry, say that one more time.
It's funny what happened when you see Galus like this now, and
yes,
then you consider what happens all the way in season 3.
Yes.
It's just such a weird turn for that character.
Till the trial, of course.
Galus is crazy. Like,
yes.
Olaf, when he says he's crazy.
He's crazy.
That could easily be applied to Galus.
You know, I think this is the first time I've rewatched this episode.
That's what you said for the last one, and it's
I know
greatly upsetting me.
It's true.
No, I know for a fact you have watched this episode.
I don't think that I
several
have,
times. I know you have. I've sat with you in rewatches. I've sat with you, like literally on the couch,
maybe,
way over there.
Maybe
you just haven't watched it probably this
in a
year.
Long time.
You haven't probably watched it in 2019, which shame. Where's that button? This is where I'm a little disappointed. Because I would have been MacGyvering the heck out of this pit.
I suppose getting burned as a witch is better than freezing to death.
And Claire has given up a little bit.
Yeah, Claire's resigned herself here. I feel like Claire wouldn't do that, I feel
like. Claire would have MacGyvered something. She would have... See all those, like, vines hanging?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Claire would have woven something.
All she would need is some vines, some bubble gum, and a couple of paper clips.
Yeah, there's, like, mold. She would have, like, chewed it up, and she would turn into acid, because she know how to do that.
Chewed it into acid.
You know Claire would know how to do that.
She's not an alien.
She's a genius.
Claire, the xenomorph Fraser. No, it's a Cadillac.
I like that Laura Carter Alley says that her husband gets TV amnesia too. Glad to know I'm not alone, Laura. I'm like, I've been with you several times watching this episode.
We don't have to deal with the kid getting his ear nailed to the thing, right? Is that this episode or
no,
was that the previous episode?
That happened been several episodes before.
Oh, I'm trying to.
It's like her first time she goes to Galesis.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it, so I'm remembering.
I can tell. I'm watching all of them again.
Did inflict pain, suffering, and death upon the citizens of Cranesmuir by their practice of the unholy arts.
There were no familiar faces in the crowd.
Not great.
Not great, Bob.
My friends from Kosaleok. My knowledge of witch trials told me that the accused rarely walk free.
Make way, please. I demand to be led into the proceedings.
And you are, sir?
My name is Edward Gowan, Your Honor, lawyer, former writer to the Signet, Edinburgh.
Yes.
Let him pass.
And I am great at finding dresses.
And what brings you here, sir?
Your Honors, as we're all aware, the Witchcraft Act of 1563 was repealed by the House of Lords in 1735.
Oh, dropping some knowledge.
This entire trial is illegal.
Mic drop.
Ned Wikipedia Gowan.
Done.
Is an ad hoc proceeding under the administration of the church.
Oh, well, I see that we have dispensed with British law, which pleases me greatly, but I'm certain you will not wish to dispense with our proud Scottish legal tradition. We are still in Scotland.
We are still there.
Who is disputing that, Mr. Gowan?
Yes, well, here in Scotland, an accused witch is entitled to a defence lawyer at trial. A benefit sadly not offered to those in merry old England. As I therefore would like to offer my services in support of the accused.
Oh, nice little bow there. Good job.
Jack, well here, please.
I love Ned.
Right?
I'm way in on Ned. He's such a great little character.
Amy agrees with you. She said that Ned is her favorite side character.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here we go.
I labored as housekeeper for Arthur and Gaelis Duncan for nigh on 5 years, Your Honor.
And then I stole all the things.
Did you have occasion to witness any strange or unyeldly goings on during that tenure?
Let's be real.
I tell you that it was many of the women that come to the door seeking love charms, amulets, talismans, and the like. And Mrs. Duncan was happy as Hogmanay to dispense them.
Happy as Hogmanay?
Mrs. Fraser in league with Mrs. Duncan.
Many times. In the fields, gathering herbs.
Yep.
And in the still room, meddling potions. Poor Mr. Duncan knew not of any of it.
Jeannie was rigorous and detailed in her accusations. For the better part of an hour, she built a convincing case against us.
It was dreadful what befell that dear, sweet man. On many occasions, I have heard Mrs. Duncan singing in the hall outside where Mr. Duncan was sleeping.
Well, that's obvious. That she has to be a witch then.
Ominous incantations, to be sure.
She was like, I was singing. I was singing the birds, okay?
She was literally singing songs from her modern time.
I know.
Just like Claire, like whistling along to songs from the 50s.
I was singing I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. You don't know who that is yet.
It's like,
but it's not your fault.
Yesterday. I was hoping to get my major break. Yesterday. Life was such an easy game to play. Witch!
Witch!
Oh, yes, Ned. Cutting her down.
Flippity gibbet. I need to put that in my vocabulary more.
What we have here, Your Honors, is nothing more than the grumblings of a malcontented maidservant.
That's right. Good night.
Take a seat.
See you later. Take a seat.
Don't you wish you could say that at work?
All the time.
Take a seat.
Take it. Hey. Scram.
Oh, look at her. What are those pieces called? Those white pieces that she has, like, crossed over? And why wear it just there?
Don't know.
Oh, nervous.
Now, this is the chick whose baby's died, right?
It's an ailing child. Born. Healthy.
Yeah.
So sad.
But it turned to puny and weak. Oh. We knew it was a fairy changeling.
Oh.
Oh, the changeling thing. I forgot about that.
In the fairy seat in the hill. And kept watch through the nixers. So as to recover our beloved bairn after the wee folk returned it. But just before morn, we saw her. She took the child in her vile embrace.
It's a cool way. Yeah, I love how they've upped the green here on this shot.
Well, to make it more like magical.
Well, yeah, make it more magical, almost nefarious in content, at least from the perspective of this girl. And look at her eyes.
Yeah.
When the sun rose, my good man and I went to see.
Like,
we found the changeling child.
I want to say, Mom, why didn't you run up and say, stop touching my kid?
And no sign of our own wee bairn. It was her who'd done the wicked deed, sirs.
See, this is the hard evidence.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
See, in like a time when they believe this thing.
I am a healer, and I could not abandon a dying child. I'm trying to save it.
Claire's like, don't you know?
Yeah.
Good Ned's job, like, Ned.
Stop
Ned's
talking.
Like, these people are crazy. They believe in fairies. Cut it out. Good job, Ned.
May I ask, if you were there, why did you not stop this woman?
Boom.
Thank
Boom.
You.
The
work of the fairies.
I was afeard.
So isn't it true then that your fear and silence allowed her to contaminate the bairn so that when the fairies came, they could not complete the switch?
Talking some sense into her.
Fairy sense.
Yeah,
but this like broke me as a mom, this scene.
Oh, yeah.
Just
I mean, how
knowing
could it not?
That like but I also love the Claire coat.
And that your own child is healthy. Living forever with the fairies.
Good job, Ned.
Good job, Ned.
So who told Ned to come on over?
That's a good question. I don't recall.
Perhaps we should.
I think he actually tells them later on.
Instead of condemning her.
Everyone witness needs a Ned Gowan. I know we all say everyone needs a Murtaugh, but yeah, like...
I'd much rather have Ned.
Ah.
Dude, Ned can shoot people. On its head started to show promise. And he's turning all these people's brains into
I mean, I would prefer Ned.
Butter.
I would prefer Ned over Murtaugh for a lawyer.
Sure.
No doubt.
Murtaugh would just be like... Regardless of the evidence.
Rumpf. But Murtaugh is useful in many more ways than Ned.
Sure.
The next witness, Alistair Duffy.
Here we go.
Have ye a charge to put to either or the women here?
Against Gaelus Duncan, Your Honor.
Here we go.
With my own eyes, I saw her standing in the battlements during a great storm. I saw her call down the lightning with a flick of her hand.
All right,
the
yeah.
Lord, as she laughed, her eyes, red as flames.
Yes.
Red as flames.
Soul from a man.
Yes.
Then the wind rose up.
Okay, look at them. They're like,
flapped open this guy's around her.
Crazy too.
And she leapt into the sky and flew like a great winged bird.
Yes, yes.
That's right. I'm going to point.
But it just goes to show you like this mass chaos.
Oh, here's Claire talking again. It's preposterous!
Where's my fair trial? I'm American!
Ned,
I have rights.
What do you think of our prospects?
After today, I'm wager we stand the chance.
So we're talking about fairies. Some lady's like, oh, yeah. You know, my fairy killed, she killed my fairy kid. Then the other lady was like, oh, yeah, I seen her do all this stuff going to the houses. And then this one dude shows up and is like...
Look what he did. Look what he did. Did you see?
I did see. Okay. This one dude's like, yeah, she jumped in the air and she flew. Everyone's like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, witch.
Then
witch.
Again, we are like, what, 60 miles from Salem, Mass? Maybe 90 miles from Salem, Mass? Where, like,
true.
This happened legitimately again here, yeah, as it did in so many...
Yeah, but it was different.
No.
It was, yeah, it was. It was different.
No, it wasn't.
It was a fervor that came. Everybody just fell into
this
it.
This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Is they're all about the witch life right now, and they're saying things that like are very much in tandem with what would have happened in witch trials across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Including your neck of the woods.
That's true.
He certainly seems optimistic.
Slipping them a flask.
I still don't understand, do you? They mean to kill us.
Oh my God, Claire didn't realize this until now.
Oh, really? Wait, this isn't a joke?
I wasn't going to go to the all-female prison. Orange is the New Black?
I just binged the last season of Orange is the New Black. I
know the ins.
I know Piper.
I know what to do.
Piper and I were friends.
I am curious. It's Dougal you were after. Was position and money.
Oh, Claire, you know nothing.
Oh, you know nothing, Jon Snow. Money.
Good job, Galis.
I knew where Arthur kept the keys to his papers and notes. Man wrote a fair hand. It was easy enough to forge his signature.
I love the lighting in this episode.
It's dark, but it's good, though.
But look how it's like
nice
perfectly
blue.
Lit
yep.
Right on them and
yep.
Right around them.
Why? For Scotland.
Oh.
What do you mean for Scotland? I dream of our bonnie Prince Charlie. The Stuart king back on the throne.
How many other people
a bloody Jacobite
would have been willing to do what Galis did? How many other people?
It depends on how indoctrinated you are.
Well, think about all the people who were willing to fight and die and give their lives for Scotland. Who, you know what I mean? Whether during the past or...
But like go into the past and try to change the future?
Yeah.
I think I might.
Yeah.
He's got an eye for the lasses.
I think lots of people, like as crazy as we think Galis is for like, oh my God, she murdered her husband and she does crazy things and she murders like her other husband and she does even more crazy things. Like people murder all, I'm not saying what she's did is okay. Just mm-hmm. So you guys know, in case you don't know, I don't believe in murder.
It's a little bananas.
But people murder all the time in the name of their country and when they're at war.
Your words.
And... people, obviously, many people, this is very political, but like people obviously feel like Scotland was robbed. Like the culture, the everything was like robbed from them.
Sure.
So the people who died at Culloden probably would have looked at Galis's trajectory and been like, yeah, I would do that
makes
a million
sense.
Times.
Yep.
I would have done that a million times if it could have even remotely had a chance of doing anything.
Yep.
Whatever happens with the examiners, I would do it all again.
See? And we're watching her and we're like, you're kind of crazy. And as we go forward with Galis, we're still like, you're kind of crazy. But how many people have killed for their country?
A lot.
And how many people who like love Scotland today and still like mourn the fact that it's gone probably would have done what Galis did? A lot. Not me. I'm not a murderer. You know what I mean?
I do.
It changes your perspective on Scotland, on Galis. You see 1970 Galis, like, Scotland, Scotland. You're like, I get it. Sorry. I went down a rabbit hole.
Ah, it's a good edit right there. Looking up, and all of a sudden, oh, you're looking down from the lock towards Claire. Great stuff.
Amanda Draper says, no, she's full on crazy. I know she's crazy, Amanda. Just saying. I wouldn't do it. Don't worry.
God, can you imagine the morning breath right now? After drinking all the booze? Nope. Not you haven't brushed your teeth in God knows how long.
Eating moss.
Eating moss. Turn it into acid.
Here we go. Claire's finally trying.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's it. Just keep banging
it's
it,
been 2 days, Claire. Where's
keep
your duct tape? MacGyver.
You are a witch. That'd be a perfect time to use your powers.
Well done, Claire.
Same to you, my friend. Starling.
Oh.
You can always find them amongst more common birds. The plumage is iridescent.
Looks like a silly crow to me.
Where do you poop?
When I was a little girl.
That's a good point.
I used to go to Brighton in November.
And then do you just like apologize? thousands of like, you gotta go.
Be like, I'm sorry, just turn away.
But it's like here. It's like next to us. It's like you're in a hamster cage.
And like then it's the elephant in the room. Like, do you look at it? Like, how do you not look at it at that point?
I mean, hopefully you don't have to do too much because all you got was that one loaf of bread that you didn't even eat.
In the Falklands. Safety in numbers.
Look how beautiful their hair still is. I know, that is not what noticing. I look like. I look like Princess Anna on the morning of the coronation.
I have been known to take wing.
They look like they just left the salon.
Time to go.
Such a jolly, like, here we go.
Your hand up, girl. Move. Come on.
Here we go.
I feel like if they really thought that they were witches, they wouldn't want to, like, touch them. Like, nah, I ain't touching you. You're a witch. You're crazy.
Good point.
I don't know what kind of weird witch things you're doing to me. You're
gonna hex me.
Oh, there she is.
That face, Galus.
Oh, goodness gracious.
She was not Mrs. Fraser when we first became acquainted. She was Mistress Beecham then.
Go on.
I came to her for a potion.
Here you go.
To open Jamie Fraser's heart to my own.
Oh, fake cry.
I'm sorry, it's...
Get your crocodile tears out of here. Speak about.
I was the one, you see, who Jamie was meant to marry.
Oh,
all right, leg hair. But she turn around. Take a seat. I don't believe it.
Concoct second potion.
It wasn't an actual potion. I was just trying to help her. She hexed Jamie and turned him away from me. She stole him. This is nonsense. I didn't hex anybody.
Silence!
Clearly, she's a jealous young lass with a broken heart.
Thank you, Ned.
My heart was broken.
Oh.
And when I confronted her, she struck me.
Oh.
That doesn't make her a witch.
Did you, in fact, wench. Strike this woman?
She put an ill wish under my bed. And then tried to seduce my husband. Who's the love of my life?
You're 12.
Yeah, like...
I mean, really, you're like...
Just because this guy's 15, the love of your 16. Life doesn't make her a witch.
This girl is the reason that I'm here at all. She fabricated a note from Mrs. Duncan summoning me, all the while knowing that the wardens were coming to make an arrest. These crocodile tears are just further evidence that she's trying to get me out of the way.
Listen to that hoarseness in her voice.
You're an embarrassment to yourself.
You're like the crazy drunk girl at the club. Shut up.
Father B.
Oh, this guy. Get out of here.
Now.
You good folk of Grangemuir.
Look at how he starts talking on the steps.
I knew when I first set eyes on Claire
Fraser.
When he's
with them.
That you had welcomed the whore of Babylon into your midst.
The whore of Babylon. Now that's some fighting words.
To be seduced from the path of righteousness.
It's not like you're the whore of Rome or the whore of like Venice. You're the whore of Babylon.
Bigger deal.
I fell to my knees. And prayed for God to curse her malevolence.
Get his hands.
And wreak his mighty vengeance upon her body and soul. And God answered my prayer.
He needs a minute with Mary.
He has some large pores.
You said to me,
Little concealer.
He needs some moisturizer.
Mistake. That's what it is. He's jealous of Claire's beautiful skin.
Mm-hmm.
When young Thomas Baxter was seized by Beelzebub, I administered the last rites. I abandoned hope. Blinded by vanity, hubris, I rebuked Claire Fraser. But it was she who determined the boy was ill from ingesting poisoned flora. And Claire Fraser did what I could not. Saved the boy's life.
Yeah, I loved watching this and being like, okay.
Yeah, it makes sense. Thank
maybe
you.
Maybe he's coming to her rescue.
Blessed congregation, hear my confession. I failed Thomas Baxter. I failed you. And I failed God. I am no longer worthy to serve the good and holy people of this parish. I beseech you, let me go.
Let you go where?
Yeah. What? Go down the road? Go to Target?
You want?
Bear witness to her fiendish ploy. It would take Satan himself to drive a man of God away.
Away!
Oh, sons of God, sons of God.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Everybody's mad.
Slander!
Claire.
Mrs. Fraser. Madam, this court forbids you to leave this parish. After heedful consideration.
Your Honours, a momentary recess.
There you go, there it is.
Briefly, Mr. Gowan, briefly.
Oh, briefly.
Briefly!
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Guess what just happened? That face.
Where are my rubies? How do I get back?
Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Ooh, there you go. Nice handheld. Unstable.
I'm afraid the climate has turned and there is no coming back.
In other words, you're screwed.
Neither one of us is a witch.
It doesn't matter what you are, it's what people think.
It's like, so what?
People thought you were a witch long before this English lass came into our midst. And let's be frank, you've practiced your murky trade for years. The only thing that ever stood between you and a pile of kindling was your husband, and he's dead.
Are you my lawyer or my judge, Mr. Gowan?
I've tried, Mrs. Duncan, but you're beyond saving, and you get it.
What is it you were saying, Ned?
I'm saying...
Time for her to go.
You claimed that Gillis Duncan bewitched you. And renounce her.
Renounce her?
Mm-hmm. State that she tricked you and threw you into her evil web.
What if I don't?
Then you're both...
Then you gotta die.
Now Claire's like, and she's pregnant, so now I'm gonna be like,
I'll give you a moment to think about
two
it.
Two peeps. Hasten,
because this court awaits...
Ned has so much high karma points right now.
Oh yeah, so many drops in his bucket.
There has to be another way.
Why are you here?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Let's get to it.
Why are you here in Scotland?
You need to wait.
From Oxford. No, you're lying. You've been lying all along. Dougal knew it. Colum knew it too. That's why he hasn't lifted a finger to help you.
No idea what you're talking about.
No more lies, Claire. If I'm going to die. If I'm going to burn as a witch, I need to know I'm dying for something. So tell me now, and this time I want the truth.
I just got chills.
Why are you here?
Growing impatient.
Need a moment.
No, I don't think that...
A moment! It was an accident. I swear to you, Kalis. I'm not here for any reason. I came, and it was an accident.
So you don't want to change things or do anything at all, do you?
I just want to go home. I don't even know if that's possible. Nothing. It's really all.
I cannot delay the court any longer. What are you going to do?
Nice shot here.
Looks like I'm going to a fucking barbecue.
That a girl. Go get it.
Your Honors, Mrs. Fraser would like to address them.
See how believable she is.
You know, the whole barbecue comment, I never caught on to that until after. Where I was like, oh yeah, they wouldn't know the word barbecue back then. Like, I just never caught on to it because it's just so part of my vernacular.
Cute. Yeah, cute. But exactly.
I love the patience with this.
Mr. Gowan is mistaken. I have nothing to say.
Oh. Are you mad?
Maybe I am.
We must rely on an injunction of the Lord. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Hereby we pronounce Gillis Duncan and Claire Fraser.
Here we go.
And do hereby condemn them to death.
Burn the witch! Burn her!
Here we go.
Burn the witch!
Get ready for some belly.
Conduct the prisoners to the pyre.
Please. Question you had before.
Wait! You cannot do this!
I think it is possible.
What?
1968.
Oh, that a girl. They just pile drive them.
Claire.
Yeah.
That's not gonna help you, Claire.
Oh, that look from Leary.
Here we go.
I shall dance upon your ashes.
Oh.
Just get ready for them. Get ready for them.
Ow.
Here we go.
There he comes. Oh, this is great. Guy just shows up.
Boom, boom. See ya.
Just punching people.
Sir, you have no place in the working of this corpse.
Where were they hiding all their swords?
I swore an oath before the altar of God to protect this woman. And if you're telling me you consider your authority to be greater than that of the Almighty, then I must inform you that I am not of that opinion myself. The first man forward will be the first man down.
They're all like, yeah, we're gonna...
This woman... is no witch. But I am. No. I confess that I killed my husband, Arthur Duncan, by the means of witchcraft. I took advantage of the ignorance of Claire Fraser, bewitching her for my purposes. She neither took part in nor had knowledge of my dealings. Nor does she serve my master.
Go.
See here. I bear the mark.
This is a polio shot.
What the villagers saw as evidence of evil was actually the scar of a smallpox vaccination.
Oh, small, whatever.
And it hit me like a bolt of lightning. Galus was from the future. from 1968.
And they were like, the devil!
Run!
Clear, come now!
I am the mistress of Satan! I, Gaius Child!
Yeah, I like this shot with her being carried by everybody.
How do you like that scream, though?
Yeah, not in on it.
I will have the child of Satan. He will dance.
Those red shoes. Yep. Oh.
Stop! We changed our minds! She's pregnant!
By the way, if you like the direction of this episode,
yeah,
you should also like The Handmaid's Tale, because Mike Barker directs many, many episodes of The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm.
We have to leave now, Claire. We have to go.
Here we go. What's so interesting is Galus didn't know that the child's card was going to save her for a while.
Right. Right.
And these are like, and you, when you do the rewatch, is there like, when you look at Galus differently in this episode.
Yep.
She knew if she died, she wouldn't be able to do anything to change, and that Claire wasn't here to change.
Sure. And the symmetry here of Claire having the lashes on her back the same way that Jamie has lashes on his back, it's great.
Not deep. I think you'll not be marked.
Like me. Oof, thank goodness.
Claire. I know there's things you didn't wish to tell me. I have one thing to ask you. Honesty. When you do tell me something, let it be the truth.
Yep.
Oh.
And I'll promise you the same.
I think this is when I got on the Jamie train.
It was.
I think this is when I did it.
So let's enjoy it together.
Yep.
Your own safety.
It's like such a silly question, but it's honest.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Nothing of it. Until I saw the same on Galus Duncan the day. She called it the devil's mark. So
about that.
You hear the truth, and maybe you'll think otherwise.
They believe in fairies, Claire. Trust me, he ain't gonna think otherwise.
I've never had smallpox. I can walk through a room of dying men and never catch it. I can nurse the sick, but the sickness cannot touch me. This mark is called a vaccine. You've never heard of it. No one here has. But it prevents me from contracting the disease. I know about Jack Randall because I was told about him. I know the day he was born, and I know the day he will die. And I know that he works for the Duke of Sandringham because my husband told me about it.
And he's a warlock!
I know about the Bonnie Prince, the Jacobites, and the doomed cause.
Look how perfectly blurred everything
I
is.
I know what's going to happen to the Scots.
This is great. Yes. All of it.
I know all of this because from the future.
So good.
Yep. This reaction from him.
October the 20th. In the year 1918. That's 200 years from now.
You have the Stones theme, just subtly.
Do you hear me?
Yes, Claire, you're yelling in my ear.
Your breath is terrible.
I think I'm raving mad, don't you?
I think you're stinky.
I think you've been sitting in a hole for 2 weeks.
Here we go. Look at that little smile.
Yeah. This is great.
This is when Blake's heart melted.
Oh, I believe you. Oh, yep. I can feel it already, my heart melting at this moment.
Yep, as does everyone else's.
Yep. This is great.
I don't understand it a bit. Not yet. But I trust you.
Oh.
I trust your word. Your heart.
Oh, that's great. Like, I'm just like, I'm tearing up a little bit.
Between us.
There's that moment of relief of like just getting it off your shoulders and just okay.
So, whatever you tell me, I will believe you.
Gosh, he's just so good.
And I remember talking about this in our original podcast episode. Just this is like hashtag marriage goals, just like, or just relationship goals. Just accepting the truth. Who is that in the back? Oh, it's a horse.
Yeah.
It's a combat nurse. The British Army. Before we left the church, she said to me...
I told him everything. The whole story. It came pouring out of me like a cataract of water over a broken dam.
Tell me again about this.
And I love this.
I didn't realize how badly I needed to tell someone.
He bore his soul to her, kind of, during the wedding, and now she's doing it to him in this episode.
He listened. He didn't understand it all, but he listened.
So, I left you in the glade and went to meet Horrocks, and you ran away. Trying to get back. Back to the Stones. And back.
Yes, Jamie.
To your husband.
Yep.
Yeah, but now that I've had sex with you and I've gotten to know you a little bit, I'm not running away as much.
I beat you for it.
Ugh.
Oh, gee. And that's what he says.
Yeah.
So very, very sorry.
Like, you couldn't have known.
Oh, look at her back, the poor thing.
Now, this is when he decides. Oh, we're going to take you back.
I'm here.
Do you really believe me?
Oh. I believe you, Sasanaki.
Just melting.
Well, it would have been a good deal easier if you'd only been away.
Oh.
Look at that shot.
Yep.
That should be your next piece of work.
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, Bear, killing it.
For the next several days, we rode hard. We were both determined to leave the castle and the trial far behind us. Hopeful the distance would overshadow the questions that remained unanswered. Jamie spoke repeatedly of Lallybroch, detailing the life we'd have together. The life he'd always imagined.
Ugh.
I tried to listen. I tried to invest in Lallybroch as my home. I tried to imagine a life for us both, but I felt adrift, anchorless in a running sea.
Look at that.
It's so funny, after all they've gone through, you kind of forget that first few moments where you just kind of really like you see them as a couple.
A solid, solid couple.
I believe you. That whatever it is, I believe you. You tell me. That's it. If I did that to you, if I ran my finger on you, you'd be like, what the hell? What are you doing?
I'd be in the middle of a dream about
a bee, like, walking on your lips.
Yep.
Jimmy's
like, I know you're asleep, but...
I'm not, and a man's got knee. It's been a few weeks.
Those knit socks. But also, how sad is he that it's like... No, she really is married to someone who, mm-hmm. like, is far away. And I love this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's mine. See, it's not about him. It's about her.
Right.
He loves her.
He does love her.
She's like, that was the best bee. The best bee dream ever.
I like this too, because this is, he's thinking, and he himself knows that this is the last time he's going to see her, and this is the last time that this is going to be able to happen. And it's just, I just want to enjoy this.
He just wants to soak up every single moment of watching her.
Yep.
I'm surprised he's not crying, though. Being like, I'm going to bring her back.
Well, I ain't going to cry at this point.
No. He's proud.
No, it's like he's not even... Well, he's kissing her now. But at the time, he really wasn't even kissing her. He was just enjoying it.
But he's trying to soak her in.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. It's so sad.
Hmm.
So, Sassanac.
Now that you don't smell like poo. Ready to go?
I think this is when this is the first time that I think Sam actually had some stuff to do more than just smolder and be good looking and you're Jamie phrase. This is like when he's actually a person in the show.
The whole like beating scenes.
Yeah, but this is when he actually makes a real choice.
When Jamie or Sam? When, you said Sam.
Yeah, but no, as a character, Sam has... As a character, Jamie's actually doing something.
All right. Now I'm making much more sense.
And Sam performing him is doing more than just being good looking.
She's being like, oh, Lollybrock?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, great.
You wanted.
I just love how the wind picks up his little curls.
Mm-hmm.
To go home.
In hers. Yes.
I just love that Jamie makes a choice here. There's something that will greatly affect his life. He has two really valid options, take her back or take her home. And he says, I'm going to do the selfless thing. I'm going to take her home.
Yep.
And that's a good moment for that character.
It's your place.
This is it.
He's like, I don't know what weird stuff happens here, but I am prepared.
So is there a button? Like, is there a crank?
I feel like that he touches it first.
Yeah.
So, what did you do last time?
I really didn't do anything. I heard this buzzing sound, and I just touched the stone.
Clear.
God, your heart stops. Your heart stops.
Sorry, Liza. I stopped you. You shouldn't have done so. I just wasn't ready.
We're never ready to say goodbye to you, Jamie.
Stone. You've a home there.
This is great.
Please. The things you're used to.
Just can't bring himself to do it.
Frank.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I get teared up every time I watch this.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you on this site. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Except violence and danger.
This is like the scene from White Fang. Go!
throws the rock. Imagine you threw a rock at Claire.
Delightful.
Oh.
To make sure that you're safe. Why, Sasana?
Jamie!
That green grass. Do they use true green? Because we do, and we do not get our grass that green. That's why I envy it. These shots.
Just that slow reveal right there. Oh. Oh.
The reflection.
And now Claire has to make a choice. Oh, this is just one of those seminal episodes of the show.
It is.
Where you're just... Ugh. And it's just that great visual... just that visual vocabulary for the show.
And
like,
all the knit porn.
I have so much knit porn.
But I agree. The choices that are made...
Mm-hmm.
By
like
Galus,
real
by,
choices.
Yes, by all people. And the fact that they allow us to have time and space...
Mm-hmm.
At so many different points in this episode.
And to just sit with it and be there with Claire, agonizing over it. I mean, if you hadn't read the books, at this point, you don't know what she's going to do.
No.
And you just feel like, okay, this is her making the choice. They put you right in Claire's perspective here.
Boom.
Oh, that's not the end, though.
I know. You did forget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so sweet.
He's got like a little sad face, too.
On your feet, soldier.
Oh.
But I don't like is how long she made him wait.
Well,
like, it was like daytime.
Then all of a sudden it's 2:00 in the morning.
Home to Lallybroch.
And as happy as you are.
But you're sad too at the same point.
Yeah.
And that's how you know it's a real choice.
Yeah. Kendra says she was nearly burned at the stake. She had some serious cons on the stake side. Right?
So that is it. That is the end of episode 111, The Devil's Mark. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us on the podcast side. And I think that we'll end the podcast episode here.
Yeah.
Just as a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that obviously it's Mary and Blake. You can find us at maryandblake.com. Check out all the podcasts there. And anywhere on social media, you just find us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of it. It's all just Mary and Blake.
And if you want to get in on the Facebook Live action, you can do that by joining our free text reminder service. Basically, you text the number 81010, and inside that text, you type the word Outlander, just without the R, because it wouldn't allow me to have that many characters. So at Outland.
Yep.
With an E.
That's that. So,
Outland.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much on the podcast side for joining us. We are going to call it quits here. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything about Outlander Cast or Mary and Blake, just shoot us an email. Go to maryandblake.com. You'll just see the contact button. You can reach us there. As for now, my name is Blake.
My name is Mary.
And this has been Outlander Cast.